In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, sing aloud unto God, our strength, and make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. And on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. And by thee we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sitteth at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. And let us pray. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may, by the help of your grace and Holy Spirit, bring forth fruits thereof in our life and conversation that would be pleasing to you. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. This morning's confessional reading, as the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household, the close of the commandments. What does God say of all these commandments? He says thus, I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the father upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. What does this mean? God threatens to punish all that transgress these commandments. Therefore, we should fear his wrath and not act contrary to them. But he promises grace and every blessing to all that keep these commandments. Therefore, we should also love and trust in him and willingly do according to his commandments. So far. This morning's Old Testament, Job 19, verses 25 through 27. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed without me or within me. So far, the Old Testament. This morning's epistle, 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 through 10. And whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are also three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, water, and blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his only Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. So far the epistle lesson. Please rise for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. And the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said this, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus unto them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. For whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, he was not with them when Jesus came. And the other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, the disciples were within, and Thomas was with them. And then came Jesus, the doors being shut, stood there in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then he said to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And then Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. But blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not even written in his book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through him. So far. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn, 342.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is Life Through His Name, and it's based upon our gospel, and I would like to read one verse from that gospel. And then Thomas answered and said unto Jesus, My Lord and my God. And then Jesus said unto him, Because thou hast seen me, you believe. But blessed are those who have not seen and believe. So far, please be seated. The power of the risen Savior in the lives of his followers is especially evident in his rebuilding of their faith and relieving the fear of the disciples. The disciples were filled with fear, and I'm sure they were also filled with some doubt as to what was happening. We are told the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. You see, they had not been afraid when Jesus was alive, when he was with them. They were sure that Jesus was their Savior, that he was the true Messiah. But now things had changed. The leaders of the people had taken Christ, and they crucified him as a common criminal. Jesus was dead, as far as their thinking was concerned. The disciples were unable to cope, if you will, with all the sudden fears that had crowded in on them. They really didn't know what to do. Even when they began to hear rumors on Easter Day about his resurrection, they were afraid to be sure of anything because their whole world had just been falling apart. They locked the doors, they stayed together, and they waited to see just what was going to happen. They had no clue. Well, Jesus knew the fears of his disciples, and he came to help them just as he had promised. And then suddenly, without any of the doors being open, Jesus stood there in the midst of them, in the midst of his fearful disciples. He showed them his hands and his feet. He showed them his wounded side. He wanted them to be sure that their Savior who had died on that cross was really alive, and he rebuilt their faith. The disciples were now convinced that Jesus Christ was their living Savior. Although not everything was completely clear to them, they were now sure that Jesus Christ was alive. Unfortunately, not all the disciples were present. Thomas was absent. So naturally, when the others saw Thomas, they told him about the appearance of Christ. But Thomas was stubborn in his unbelief, and he demanded special proof of Christ's resurrection. He insisted that he wanted to see the prints in his hands. He wanted to put his hand, if you will, in the wounded side of Christ. Thomas was really going to be hard to convince. But this unbelief of Thomas is so typical of all unbelief. Fortunately, Jesus was patient with Thomas as he is patient with us and gave him the proof that he demanded. A week later, when the disciples were again gathered together, Thomas was now with them. Jesus again appeared to them, and he particularly showed himself to Thomas. He said, Come here, Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands. Reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side and stop being faithless, but believe. Well, Thomas, all he could say was, My Lord and my God. And Jesus gave Thomas the proof that he wanted. And he rebuilt his faith. Thomas was now convinced that Jesus Christ really was true God and Savior. Well, not everyone gets to see Jesus as the disciples, especially as Thomas. But is it necessary to have the same proof as Thomas did in order to believe Christ? For the strengthening of our faith, Jesus adds these very important words, and they are really addressed to us. He said, because you have believed, you have seen me. But blessed are those who have not seen and believe. That's us. That's you and me. We are blessed. We have not seen, but we believe. The power of the risen Savior is shown in his ability to create and strengthen faith in those who have not seen. Again, that's us. This wonderful faith which we have in the risen Savior is not just a historical belief that Jesus is alive. But as St. Paul says, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if you notice, each time that Jesus appeared to his disciples, he said, peace. Peace be unto you. And this is not the peace of the world. This is an inner peace, if you will. It's a peace that we have with God because we are his children. He has forgiven us all of our sins through faith in Christ. It assures us that even when things seem bad, God loves us. And that God will make everything work out for our own good, even though we don't see it at the time. The disciples, well, they didn't have smooth sailing all the time either. They were all killed except John. And I believe that the reason John was not killed is because Jesus assigned John to take care of his mom. The power of the risen Savior is not that he's going to remove all the sorrows and difficulties, but he will take care of us. And when the peace of God enters our hearts, the storms of life are not removed, but the presence of the risen Christ removes our fears of them. God is in control. Our text tells us, then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. The peace and the joy which the risen Savior brings is an active power. The risen Savior gives purpose to our lives. The Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth, just as Jesus had promised. Jesus has said these words, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The risen Savior assures us that the Holy Spirit will direct our lives through God's word. So let us daily be in the word. And listen once again to the closing words of St. John's Gospel. These are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. I pray that the message of the risen Savior strengthens our faith, fills our hearts with peace and joy, leading us to the eternal joys of heaven. May God grant this to each of us. Amen. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Give me a clean heart, O God. Thank you.
Pray for our communicants, but first, I'm sure that there are personal prayers that you would like to extend to the throne of God. Let's do so at this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Help us to prepare ourselves for Holy Communion so that no one will take of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Strengthen our faith and increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. And please rise for the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly right, meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise thee for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the very Paschal Lamb which was offered for us and has taken away the sins of the world, who by his death hath destroyed death, and by his rising again to life hath restored us to everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name evermore, praising thee and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord God of
heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake and gave it to disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Christ, the Lamb of God,
seated in Jesus Christ. And then today, the forgiveness of your sins. Take, eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. May this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Take and drink. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Thank you.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same of faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.